Alicia Biasi came to look for her dream home, but instead she found a floor plan that would help her mother better care for her grandparents.
She's driving over an hour, like every day, to come see them or to come stay with them. And it would just be a lot easier on her and her family if there was something like that that they could live in.
This new development is filled with homes with a so-called mother-in-law suite, a section of the house with a separate living space, kitchenette, bedroom, and bathroom.
So this is a multi-generation home.
Perfect for those entering their 50s and 60s, says developer Emil Haddad.
The baby boomers are all reaching an age where one of the two parents are passing away. And a lot of people would like to have mom or dad move in with them rather than go into a home.
A nationwide survey by home builder Pulte Group finds a growing number of homeowners expect to have more family members live with them.
This would still be the space.
Pulte's Kristen Pasternak says that includes aging parents and grown children.
It seems like there is starting to be a little bit of a cultural shift about maybe a different attitude towards multi-generation families living together and staying in the same space.
The study finds that many of these families are planning to either renovate their home or buy a new one. Helen Artienda is one of them.
I'm kind of looking for a house, within a house, so that my son can move back home after he's finished school, since the economy is not that too well nowadays.
The economy is one of the main reasons why living arrangements are changing, says architecture and gerontology professor Victor Rainier.
In 2008, a lot of things happened. People lost equity in their house. They also lost wealth. And I think that idea of imagining how a conventional housing unit can be sliced into different types of areas is something that's just much more common today than it has been past.
The U.S. Census finds there has been an increase in the number of families with three or more generations living together in the U.S. A large share of them are Hispanics, African Americans, and Asians. Yet Rainier says this trend is really driven by economics instead of cultural norms.
A lot of third world countries have had this kind of housing arrangement partly because they didn't have enough income to be able to purchase additional space. And so everybody lives together in a kind of communal way.
Rainier says China and India are examples, though he says demographers expect people in these countries to live on their own as they become more affluent. But in the U.S., he says the idea of a home within a home may be here to stay because the extra space can serve multiple functions and add to the house's value. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Irvine.